Okay, so now that we understand that, what is it that we can do to become aware of it? Finally, we're coming to the real value of this program. The things I'm going to talk about now are the things you've been looking for, the things you need to do. This is the essence of time travel through the surrender of the ego, and it will explain to you exactly how it is that ego and time are connected. In other words, it'll explain to you what you can do in order to become aware of yourself in a very new light. Okay, what we think we are and what we truly are not ever the same things. What we think we are is always influenced. It can't help but be influenced by these egoic reflections of mind. Remember, the ego is trying to keep that river of time from being exposed. It's a bubble that forms around it, and it reflects everything that's going on in it, and that's what the ego does. It's protection. And so it distorts as it protects. And this ego boundary separating the out there from the in here does so in order that a universe can exist. It does so as an evolutionary attempt to protect life. It does so to evolve life. It does so that older schemes of protection are no longer needed, although it is not clear, completely clear, which schemes we need to hang on to and which we need to drop, which habits we should keep and which we need to change. My point here is that anything which is habitual must be continually questioned, maybe even skeptically inquired into. Anything that you believe is real, you should also entertain the thought that it may not be real. Okay, so these are the key things or the key thought forms that need to be considered because the ego distorts. It can't help it. Its job is protection. And because it protects, it can't help but feed back to you the kinds of thoughts that you, in your search to have protection, are continually generating. Such as, I'm afraid of that guy. What should I do? I better not go. I can't do that. I mean, if I tried to do that, I would look like a fool. No. I just don't want to do that because I'm afraid. Whatever thoughts you have, reflect right back. Because the ego is saying, this must be important to this person. I better keep these thoughts contained. And they keep reflecting and reflecting and reflecting and reflecting. And after a while, you're walking around with your body posture saying, I'm just a slouch. Or I'm a wonderful, wonderful prior. I'm so great. Or something equally foolish. We want to be able to look at those processes. That's what we're going to do. Time is related to the mind. And it's related to your thoughts. It's related through possibilities and probabilities. Remember, possibilities can be positive and negative. There are waveforms. They're undulating. They're in a space which is not real. Probabilities are always between 0 and 1, and they're very real. They're very real. They're the stuff that governs whether we do this or don't do that. Time can be real. Of course it can be real. It can be real as your thoughts. However, we have access. We always have access to this river, this timeless, spaceless realm, where time itself is being created. Time is a projection of the mind. And so by changing and learning how to change the structures of our ego, we can change how we think about ourselves and our roles in the world. We can defeat our ego conditioning, and we can become aware in doing so of our ability to travel through time. We've generally lost that because in growing up, we grow up. And as we grow up, we learn to adapt to the world. And we usually learn to adapt to what our parents or our whoever have raised us have told us and to what our teachers tell us. And we do this because we're trying to fit in. The major problem of growing up that we all face is that we really, through our fear and our egoic sense of protecting ourselves, We fear to be different. So we tend to form cliques, clubs, gangs, and we tend to have rules which govern how we think. All of that, gangs and all that stuff that forms to give people the false sense of power, is really against the whole process of what God is trying to do in the universe. God is trying to make you an individual. Paradoxically, you have to learn how to be an individual. At the same time, you have to become acquainted that you are creating that individuality. And you can join a gang, a clique, or a club if you want to, but that isn't your fundamental nature. Your fundamental nature is you're an individual. And that's a very important part of understanding that as an individual, when you get into a group situation, you're doing so because you choose to do so, not because you need the group in order to survive.